Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Betches Media presents...
I'm putting the pussy up on a pedestal.
Let me finish.
I was half a virgin when I met him.
With host Taylor Jackson...
When I RSVP to a party, I make it my business to come.
And Abby Lloyd.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Let me finish.
I'll have what she's having.
Because we all deserve more than 2 minutes.
I'm really happy for you. I'll let you finish.
Am I ready?
I'm nervous too.
Okay, guys, you know why I'm nervous, and I'm sorry. Welcome to the last ever episode of Let Me Finish. No, that's not a prank or like
a bit we're doing.
It's not a bit. It's reality. And
this is real life, people, and it's the last episode.
And you're all just going to have to get fucking over it, okay? No, I'm kidding. I'm really fucking kidding. That was rude and mean, but it is not a joke. This is the last episode of Let Me Finish. We've enjoyed doing the show. You guys are amazing, but it's time to just let this finish and grow as
you're
other
hilarious.
People. I'm fucking hilarious, bro. And guess what? We're going to have fun with our last episode. We're going to talk about fun things, but totally understand if you've already turned this off because we just told you it's the last episode, but please don't, because this is like the last time you're going to hear us be
stupid. This is the last time you're going to hear me and Taylor's voice together in one synchronized. Not ever.
Unless Taylor, like you want to be a part of our like our 4 hour FaceTimes every day. That's interesting.
Yeah. If you guys want us to join in, then send us the numbers and we'll put you in there. I can guarantee it's we almost sit for the 3.5 hours. It's silent and 30 minutes
absolutely
is talking.
Mm-hmm. And about, I don't even know what she, it's, here's a little glimpse since like, this is the last time you'll hear us like on this podcast, a glimpse into our FaceTime. So you feel like you know what you're missing and what you're not missing. I get on and she has something nasty to say about how Danny DeVito this, Danny DeVito that.
No.
I make a joke about how she's sitting in her like dark ass apartment because she probably didn't pay the electric bill. And then we just like sit for silence and, you know, type, then, work.
No, then we're both annoyed at each other because we both said things we didn't mean. We did not mean. And you know, right. I told you that electric bill in confidence this morning. I am 2 months behind, but I swear they didn't send me last month. And I'm going to have to tell my roommate.
Oh,
he's paying. Sorry.
Say, sorry, you got to cough up the extra for me because I'm broke. And
the thing is, I used money on clothes. So,
right.
It's
important.
This is hilarious. I got a phone call today and the thing said, if you don't pay in 24 hours, your internet is shutting off. So I downloaded things on Netflix. You know, when you like go on the airplane and I just like downloaded things, like download episodes. I'm not paying. No one's getting a cent out of me.
You like, this is like our motto because this is what I'm doing with my insurance shit. And like, I don't even know if I should legally be talking about this, but I don't really care because I don't have the cash, lady. I don't have the cash. And also I did find out. I did find out, Abby, this past weekend because I brought all my shit home because I was like, I don't even know what the fuck I'm reading. So I had my mom like organize it and like make the phone calls for me because I'm like 6 years old. And I do, in fact, owe $800 for my emergency poison ivy visit. So now my mom's got me. She said, I know you're poor and cannot afford that up front. So now you have to call the hospital, the financial aid at the hospital and say, listen, can we get on a payment plan, please? Because I can't do that all up front. But I did find out in the new year, it was like the first revelation of this new year, that I do, in fact, have to pay $822 for an emergency room visit that they didn't do anything for me. But I did go to get an Instagram out of my poison ivy. So like, we have to weigh checks and balances here, people, you know, the good and the bad, the ugly
and balances,
the ugly and the good, the ugly and the pretty.
What I do feel a little responsible for is forcing you to go to the ER. I did force you to do that.
You did.
Because I was nervous. So I'll go ahead and just Venmo about $5 about that.
Wait, should we start? No, I can't even say that. That's like fucked up. There's a lot of more people that need that money than me. So, but if you do want to donate a dollar to my emergency room visit, you know the Venmo, baby. You know that Venmo, baby. Or if you don't, you can DM me. And maybe that's your farewell gift to this podcast. Just throwing me a fucking bone. Look at Sean. He's Venmoing me right now. He dead ass
Wait,
is,
Sean,
I think.
Venmo me. I can't pay my electric bill.
Honey, you don't need
that. I mean, internet bill, whatever it is. Who even knows?
You don't need electricity, baby, but I need not to be collections sent after my ass.
They don't ever get you. That's the thing. I don't think they ever get you.
So should I
my
just keep running?
My internet turns off in 24 hours from 12 hours ago. So I only have 12 more. And I mean, also, lady, I don't got the cash. Sorry.
This is us. Name this episode, lady, I don't got the cash.
Let's name it our last episode. Lady, I don't got the cash. That's good. People, that's good.
People be like, what the fuck? Like something so unrelated to sex. Actually, kind of could be related to sex if you think about it. Look, lady, yeah, like, I don't got the cash.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a good bit for us.
Yeah. I think that was good.
A okay. good bit?
I just yawned. It was my last yawn. It was my last yawn of the
I guarantee that's not true. We still got about 30 minutes to go, baby.
We are recording late. You know, it's going to be past my bedtime pretty soon. So whatever.
Yeah, guys, it's fucking 5:20. All right. Oh, okay. Anyway, updates. Let's get into the content that you guys all know and love from us. So I was going through the let me finish. Abby just yawned again. So she just lied to you. And that, my friends, now she's a liar. So. I was going through the Whatever. DMs and I'm getting on let me finish his DMs. And we have some updated information on our topic, I believe last episode or the two episodes ago. So someone said, I'm listening to the most current episode and getting cum in your contact is hands down one of the worst things ever. I giggled at that. I'm like, I can only imagine, like, you get like soap in your regular eye and you can't see for shit. Then I go through the DMs a little more and someone else said, wait, actually one time I was blinded in one eye for multiple hours from a cum shot.
And we did. This is when we Googled cum shot, right?
On Urban Dictionary. I wouldn't really call that a really reliable Google search.
I would think for sex terms, I would think Urban Dictionary is exactly the place I would want to be.
Yeah. So we do have confirmation that getting it in your eye is painful, even if you're in contact. So maybe put on blue light glasses, or maybe put on those goggles, or maybe close the fucking eyes.
I think I just dropped my blue light glasses. So those are on the floor now. I think that a contact would hurt a lot more than just your normal eye. Because that the contact is like,
oh my God, you keep yawning. You're ridiculous.
That was my fifth yawn. It's because after 5 p.m. I stop working. I'm done. And yet, you know, I should be in bed by now. The contact has like solution on it.
Yeah.
And that mixed with the cumminess. And also
almost
like depends
soap.
What he ate that day. Like, we don't know. Like, that could be like straight hot sauce and chicken wings.
Could you imagine? I've actually like on our You Updating podcast, that's a subtle flex, go listen. I remember
you guys
one,
can just transition to You Up, actually.
Yeah. Grow up a bit and go listen to You Up, because they're definitely more mature than us. And you maybe have to they're not talking about cum shots in the eye, but maybe they are. But they do have, I remember they have this one story of like this girl who was eating or the guy was eating like jalapeno spicy shit. And like went down on her or something, and it like irritated down there. So like
I know that
I'm
exact
assuming,
one.
Yes, exactly. And I think this is a common theme in awkward sexual encounters.
I think it was like he almost had like the jalapeno like still in on his like teeth,
like
and
under
he started,
his
like,
nasty fingernails.
Yeah, and he started like fingering her and eating her out, and all of a sudden like her vagina was like on fire.
Mm-hmm. So But then so I'm like be thinking, careful. Like we always do this, Abby, and we've done this since the beginning. We pretend to be doctors when honestly, in all right. honestly, we know jack
honestly,
shit about that.
Honestly, in all honesty, you said. That's yeah. That's not
like yeah, you kind of just made the assumption that if he like eats like hot sauce on his like sandwich that day, and then the next time he comes, it's straight hot sauce.
I know. I think that we always.
You look like that filter right now. The filter from.
I know.
Like the Cyclops filter.
I think that we think we are doctors, and I think that we should stay in our lane of Danny DeVito and Curious George. And mm-hmm. I think that's been part of the thing that we've grown up here mm-hmm. on this podcast. We now realize we aren't doctors because people have come to our DMs multiple times to let us know that we are not medical professionals, mm-hmm. and I am aware of it.
Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Something that we are professionals at is the nude. The nudes. Determining if a certain nude is worthy of your time or a certain nude is worthy of your effort. And this is what someone had emailed us recently. And beware, do you have the outline? Probably not, Abby.
Nope.
There's a photo included. And okay, disclaimer, it's not actually a nude, but I will explain. Well, it is, but I will explain I will explain it, but we did get this in the DMs. So she simple email. Can we talk about nudes? Like how guys should take them? How guys should take them?
No.
This shit is not fucking it, and it looks like a mangina. Help. So let me describe this image for you, okay?
God, this is crazy.
The penis is covered in heart eye emojis. And he seems to be laying on his back with his hand behind his head, his tatted sleeved arm. He's got one of those. You can't see his face, so that's good. Because I guess this girl is probably not your girlfriend or someone you trust. And it's taken from an angle where.
I mean, this is a classic guy nude, though. It's taken from below. So, uh-huh. I think your dick looks bigger. What mm-hmm. concerns me about this entire thing is the use of hard eye emojis on his own penis. Yeah.
Like, guys, I mean, it's covered. It's like covered.
Like, you can't see any. Like, when I saw nude, I was like, oh my God, Taylor, please don't show me this. Everything's covered. It's yeah. He covered himself in the heart eye emoji.
Which think is of a like little... a cool dog, but a new like a dick pic, like
which is a little weird because it's almost like he's full of himself.
Exactly. So he's like, is he trying to tease her? Like, want some more? But this angle also isn't giving me that. And honestly, the emoji use is giving me he's covering up something.
The emoji use is bizarre to me. What if you had to use an emoji on a dick pic? To cover it all like he did, what would you use?
I honestly would go like I think I would go the, like a funny route. Like I would maybe okay. do like me like I don't know something just
I think
so
I would
fucking,
have to do that too.
So random, maybe like a cake or something or like maybe like this little girl that she's like this, like the one that's like oops.
But maybe you don't cover the dick and you it's like she's like holding it like the girl yes. with the
like
oops.
Get her,
yeah.
Honestly like and she's talking about how guys take nudes. My fucking like dad came home. He's gonna like see this nude on my screen if he walks behind me. What if like she's asking like how guys could take them? Like if you're a funny guy and like you're just kind of like joking around, like that's funny, Abby, using an emoji that way, like something just like really like like the girl holding it up or something like that. But if we're just trying to, you know, get in the mood and actually do nudes, this is not it. Let's not involve emojis. Let's do, I would say, I appreciate the mirror one that men do. I appreciate this. I appreciate this angle one. If it's done right, it's kind of lazy to me because you know, girls, we're contortionists when it comes to this shit. But him, he's like, it looks like he's in his college dorm bed, by the way.
Yeah, that's exactly what it looks like.
I'm like getting sick at like the little redness there. Okay, sorry. but like,
I can't.
If this angle,
I'm imagining right now, guys, Taylor's like in her home living room. I'm imagining like she usually works with like a monitor and a laptop. I'm imagining like the monitor is like of the dick pic. And then like she has the other outline like on her laptop and her dad like keeps walking back and he's like, what is that? And no, she's like zooming in on shit.
He's dead ass about to.
No, it definitely looks like the poor kid's in his dorm room, which is fine. But yeah, I mean, this pose wouldn't necessarily be it, but I think it's hot. I think also guys aren't really, I mean, guys are sending nudes, but I don't think, you know, you can really just do a few, whereas girls are contortionists and we, you know, bend in box. I think of when it's that picture of the girl and she's like, I'm in Joe's box. And she's like, her like,
yeah.
Her like legs are up in the air and shit.
And obviously, I think my one takeaway for guys doing it and what guys listening, we get it. You're lazy. You are. And that's not being me being mean. You're lazy with it. So here's the least lazy way to do. Mirror. You go to your bathroom. Make sure it's a little bit cleaned up. I don't want to be seeing whatever's hanging out in your sink or whatever's hanging out.
Hanging out? Like dried toothpaste everywhere?
I was thinking like his pubes because they're shaving. And I know that for a fact. We don't want to see that. So clean it up a bit. I don't want to see your musty like toothpaste, like your musty toothbrush. Clean it up. Okay. That's all I'm saying. Then you stand in front. You stand in front. And if your face is ugly and like it might not be, but if it is, we have the phone for a security blanket right in front of your face in the mirror. You know what is looking good. Hopefully you have an ab or two. If you don't, that's fine too, because everyone has different types. Take the photo.
You gotta have the abs.
I mean, it's nice.
I gotta start working out again.
And the lighting's usually okay in a bathroom. And then you're done. You send it away on Snapchat. You don't use any emojis unless it's on Snapchat and you're typing something like. I'm just going to say this, but if you ever sent this to me, I would block you, delete you, have the FBI coming to your house. But like, if you write like thinking of you, like with a smirky, like that's fine. Yeah,
or like the drooling,
But like, if that ever came to me, you'd be behind bars, sir. Okay. Just so don't be sending me nudes like that. Don't be sending me nudes. I'm like on one today. I don't even know what's going on.
You really are.
But yeah, Abby, what would your one piece of advice for the male nude to be? Just so we can send them off with the best advice we could possibly give.
I think just do it when you are asked or when you think the time is right. And if you are sending, you know, the Taylor nude of thinking of you, make sure it's the right time, you know, like a late night. Don't just be like sending these out, you know, nutso.
Like on my lunch break. I don't want that.
Yeah. Nobody wants you to go into, you know, your office bathroom, take a quick nude. Nobody wants that.
Gets fully nude in the office bathroom.
No, I'm almost picturing like he just takes his dick out of his pants and like, we'll take a quick picture. But like, what if somebody came in? Like, I don't know. So just do it when you know, maybe like sexting is happening. No one likes an unsolicited nude.
Oh, Sean, our fellow Sean, our friend Sean, since you are the male, you are a male and you do have male parts.
Right.
What would your go-to nude?
No, I mean, the only go-to is the mirror one you're talking about. I mean, I know right. Okay, so I want to be clear about this. Maybe it's hard for girls too, although you guys are contortionists, fucking Cirque du Soleil all over here. But it is really hard to take a flattering picture of a dick. It's like, I think it's harder than it is for girls.
It is hard.
I think it's harder.
Because
number one, dicks are gross looking to begin with. And our bodies are grosser. So like if the lighting isn't great, you can't just like, you're worried while you're taking the picture, you're just looking at the dick and then you look back at like your camera roll and you're like, but my body is not in the right position. Yeah. Just like it's a whole thing, right? But I've done the mirror thing. It's very dependent on it shows you the whole bathroom. That's the only problem with that. And so if you got like a gross bathroom or like this guy,
nobody wants
like
that.
A gross bed, nobody wants that. Now there's another one where you do the like, you hold the camera as far in front of you as possible. And
yeah. And then you can do like from afar.
Yeah.
Right. But then it doesn't look as big if it's in that angle. And if a guy's taking a picture of his dick, he's just like, and then you go back and you like look at the camera on that one. You're like, well, that's not right. It's this
bigger
than that.
Well, that's small. No, that's too small.
That's not doing me credit. I mean, this thing should be fucking filling the whole screen. What's happening over
there?
So the hold it out thing is tough. And then the guys that, I mean, you guys can answer this to me too. Like, do you want him to hang dong? Should it be like a halfy staff in the mirror, or should he hold it to the side? It's supposed to be straight up like a fucking like we're going fucking like it's a flagpole. What do we want? What position is it supposed to point?
Guys, this is the last episode. Like I can't.
Hi dad. I'm recording. My last episode of the podcast. Aren't you thrilled? Good for me.
Good for you.
I'm losing it.
So which one is it?
No, so, I think it's first of all, it's when you say flagpole
straight up. It's like straight up.
Okay. How does it even do that? I'm not
laying
sure that's
down,
possible.
Laying down.
Oh, he's laying down.
Like you could have your hand on it to hold it.
Yeah, I'm thinking just like you're in the mirror. It's to the side. You can hold it up almost like a little.
But you're not standing in a profile, right? He's standing facing the mirror and he's holding it. So
you
it's pointing,
stand profile.
Not pointed at me like a rifle. Not like that.
Well, there's also the option where you're like standing straight at the mirror. But you hold it so it's pointing to your left or your right.
Yes.
I have something. Just don't send them. This is
worth it. I don't want to. You guys are asking me, how would you do it? But I'm trying to point out it's really hard
because
to
Sean
get a
is talking
one.
About holding it flag staff. I don't even know what he's saying. Like, no. Half so staff. Maybe what we... What is it?
Half, you know. No, he said halfy staffy.
You heard every word. These are the challenges that face guys. Now, yes. Really, but also really
the challenges. Okay.
You know what? To be Taylor? Honest, it really doesn't fucking matter because every time you open one of these, I'm like this. Ugh.
Yeah, I'm like, it's oh, gross. God.
Like every time I'm more of like, but the thing was with the mirror, it's like the whole body shot. So it's like, if you got a nice body, you know, I'd be looking at that. And I'm like, oh, okay. Intriguing. Something also I need to flag, because like it just came into mind and this has happened to people I've known before. Do not send catfish nudes, like the ones that you took when you were in college and you were looking good because like your metabolism was non-existent, you know,
my metabolism in college was roaring, just so you know.
My roommate, her, like someone she used to hook up with, would like continuously like send her like the same nude from like years ago. And she's like, babe, you don't look like that anymore. I've seen the dad bod now and it's not you. So let's not catfish unless you can, you know, unless you have time, like you're not meeting up with this girl for another 3 months, then get on that. So you represent what that is,
creates
or else
goals.
You're going to disappoint even more. So let's not catfish.
This is all great advice. I mean, the best advice is don't send dick pics, but I was going to talk quickly just for a moment about the composition on this guy's dick pic that was sent in by the listener.
Sure. Do you see it, Sean?
I do. And I wish I didn't, but here's what I'll say. Okay, so his choice of angle, which is, as you said, down like by his thighs facing up towards his body. Not great, but at least better than the standing up looking down, like from his face's point of view. Correct or false?
I agree, because then it makes his legs look like little chicken legs and like fake.
Yeah,
you
nobody
know?
Wants to see that either. Okay, but then this guy, he put all the hard eyes emojis to cover up the dick in the dick pic.
Yeah.
But he maintained the odd curvature of his dick, because this guy clearly has a bendy dick. Now, there's There's nothing wrong with having a weird curved dick. That's fine. It's weird, but there's nothing wrong with it. It's actually not even weird. It's just, it's a thing that happens. But he had an opportunity with these heart eyes emojis to straighten that bitch out. And he chose not to. Is this a point of pride, or are we impressed with him at least representing it accurately, even though you can't see the real thing?
Strategically for him, not well. I mean, I respect that he's being honest. I mean, this shows a little bit of glimpse of his honesty, and maybe his loyalty in a relationship, because he's being honest. But, and also it looks kind of like wide, like extra wide. So there could have been something better, I think.
Well, he definitely added a bunch of extra emojis to make it girthy. We all can see that. It's like it basically takes up half of his torso. This thing is not
To be honest, guys, he could be catfishing this as well, as we were talking about before, because it could also be, he could have added it longer. He could have added not only longer. So
could have. My immediate thought was there's so many extra emojis on this thing.
Well, no, because I don't think so, because there's like a shadow going. Oh, that's the phone, maybe.
This is fun. Like, I'm going to get FBI agent for the nudes.
Yeah.
You know what? It's done. So
yeah, if she's sending this to us in an email, I'm pretty sure this is an unsuccessful nude situation. But you did fine. But just know that we are now investigating it on this episode.
I have one last question for you guys. Just a point of advice. Maybe the last piece of advice you ever give that's useful to everybody on the show. If you were a girl, if a girl was like, "Hey, I'm going to send my first nude in history. What position do I use?" Like, what's the best one for the general public, for a girl? Because again, nobody wants a dick pic, but every guy wants nudes from a girl. So what would you say is the position to try first if you're like, listen, this one will work? It's simple. Like how missionary always works as a sex position. Right. It's just solid. Why don't think too hard about it? You know, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. What's the if it ain't broke, don't fix it?
I think a side mirror butt boob
combo.
It's like McBurger, you know. So you're like seeing, I'm getting the Wendy's 4 for 4.
I'm getting a 4 for 4. Yes, a four
it's
for
a value
four
menu.
Nude. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Wait. You see side boob but full butt.
Yeah, like you're really twisted around. You're a contortionist in this.
Yeah, it's very tasteful.
And the way that you're positioned, it's tasteful, of course. The way that you're positioned is like your back is completely turned around. Wow. You might get like your back might break from it, but it's for the nude, it's
hand,
fine.
Hand over, if this is the first one she sends, hand over the nips or no hand over?
Yeah,
the nips.
Like just like, you know, mm-hmm. like your pose like that.
It's almost like very, think of like old French, like artwork.
Right.
Here's what I'm almost thinking. Titanic. Meet me like one of your French girls.
Done.
And she's just like kind of naked.
Google that and then be yourself in the mirror like this.
A face?
Like
the Frenchy no girl. Face? How much face? Chin?
No face.
Let him.
Neck?
Also,
neck's
I suggest.
Hot, you got to keep that neck in.
Yeah. Like that neck vein. I suggest Snapchat as well if you're sending it. First time. Great. You don't really want him to have this little bang. He might screenshot it, and then you know he's an asshole. But if you send it via text message, even if your face isn't in it.
Let me revise that. He might screenshot it, but then you'll know he's a human being. Like every guy, I mean, there's no, like, that's not a litmus test for whether or not a guy is an asshole.
Well, right? No, he just is an asshole anyway. So, and that's an asshole trait, and a guy trait is just to screenshot the Snapchat of the nude that you just sent. Right. So, like, whatever. It's whatever. We knew it. But I would advise doing it that way rather than, you know, allowing him via text message to keep that forever and send it to his group chat, because his group chat doesn't deserve it, you know, because you're sending it to him, not them. We have another little email that I wanted to get by, because this episode is dedicated to you guys, you know, answering your shit for the last time. So here we go. I've been talking to this guy for a while, and while he's pretty dominant when we start having sex, it takes a lot for him to seem to want to engage in it at first. I usually make the first move, which I don't mind, but he never really makes the move before I do. He can be a little shy. So is he maybe not used to a girl being more forward and intense? And if so, what are some little things I can do instead of just going for the dick, I guess? Thanks, gals. Plus, Sean. I love the show. Aww. I love when they include Sean, like making him feel good.
I love that too. Sean, so, like, I actually have a question.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Wow. Is it like... I mean, it's hotter when the girl makes the first move. Yes or no?
Yeah, I think it potentially is. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, not like a gross first move. Why do you say potentially?
Well, you mean like first move like in a given night, or you mean ever with a partner?
No, like in a given night. Like I think some, like when the positions are switched, I think that girls sometimes feel like the guy should just be like making the first move always. Taylor, do you agree?
I agree. You're saying that the guy should always make the first move.
No, I'm not. I'm not saying he should always make it. I'm just saying that's almost, that's like,
oh yes,
I feel like that's like what everybody thinks.
It's yeah.
So the fact that she, and this thing is, she's like, you know, like, okay, he's shy, so she makes the first move.
Yes. I also think that hookup culture is kind of changing now, where as like, I do agree that like, it does feel like the guy has to make the first move every single time. But I feel like it's getting more of like normal for the girl. I mean, it's always been normal, but more like mainstream, if you want to call it, of the girl making the first move. I think as time goes by, I don't know. I just get that vibe. Do you?
Yes.
Yeah. I think it's becoming like more normalized for a girl to make the first move and not feel weird about it. But
yeah,
I mean, what even is, this is the challenge for guys and girls. I think mostly for guys, like what's a good first move for a guy?
I know.
Because there's so many bad first moves by a guy. You know, like there's one thing that like you could just ask. You could be literally like, so do you feel like,
and you feel like fucking?
Girls don't, I hate that. You know, girls don't love that. Turns out they don't
love that.
They don't love it. But then you can do the subtle, right? I mean, obviously the best way to initiate sex is to make out first. Because you also just like get turned on by that. But but if you start trying to make out and somebody's like, no, it's an easy way for them to be like, I know where this is going and I'm saying no without it ruining anything.
Mm-hmm.
So like kissing is obviously the right thing. But like if a girl initiates that way, that's great. But there's no wrong way for a girl to initiate. This is the thing. Like if the rules are reversed, you could literally reach her. Like you could be laying on the couch watching fucking Great British Baking Show and you grab his dick and he'll be like,
and it's fine. Yeah.
It's on.
I was literally gonna say the same thing. I don't really think there has to be like a strategic like, hey, like whatever. You're like, obviously before you're having sex, your couch, bed, whatever. And if you like, you're obviously like touching each other, or if you're not, maybe just like, you know, get closer to him. That all of a sudden he's already ready to go.
Right. Next thing you know, like within 10 seconds, he's happy, staffy. Next
you
thing you know,
30, it's no, 10 seconds.
10 seconds. But roles reversed, you know, like if a guy is slightly not subtle, but still going for it, like the equivalent where he like puts his hand on your inner thigh or something,
right? Mm-hmm.
You know, and then starts like kind of hinting.
So what's the equivalent of hand on the inner thigh to a girl?
I to think a is girl,
what she's asking.
Like what she's doing to him,
what
or him,
she,
her.
What she should, because she can't put her inner hand on. I mean, I guess she could.
I honestly was gonna say that. I think she can. I feel like right here, like very
of the neck.
Close.
Oh, put some hands on the back of that neck, and then
back of the neck,
and then maybe the like kiss the neck. You know what I mean? That'd be a thing. That's like more. But now it's like straight up foreplay. Like you grab a person by the scruff, and then you kiss them on the neck. It's fucking. You might as well like.
Yeah, your pants are already
put
off.
Put on that schoolgirl outfit and get to work.
So I guess so. She wants him to make the first move more often.
No, she wants to like whatever.
She said she wants to. She just wants to be like a little more like less intense, I think is what she was saying.
Yeah. Okay, so I honestly think any sort of human interaction with him anywhere on his
any
body.
Any human interaction on his body. No, but okay. I really think, okay. Like we said, this is great. I just had a breakthrough. I really just realized like,
really?
He really did. Look at him.
How men and women work together. But it's basically, if a guy does something that's super blatant, it's a turnoff, right? Mm-hmm. But if you rack your brain for anything that you would like him to do to initiate sex with you, And 100% of those options will work the other way around. Mm-hmm. So like literally if a guy like reached over and like ran his hand through your hair and mm-hmm. then like kissed you like on the ear or something, right?
On the ear.
Well, I'm just trying to think of like something that's like,
no, it's good. I like
good. It's good, but it's like not crazy, right? It's not like the most insane thing that's ever happened.
It's tasteful.
If a guy did that to you, you're like, okay. Or you might be like, I'm not in the mood, but you definitely are more likely to be to receive that. That to me, if a girl fucking reached over and also like, I'm actually imagining that mirror pose you were talking about where she's still sitting, but she's kind of like turned her body all
right,
the way to
right,
him.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
And then just kind of like put his ear in your mouth a little bit. I mean, say no more. Fucking, it's on. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But
it's on, ladies.
And I get that what she's saying is like, I don't want to literally just like reach over and like grab his halfy staffy because nobody mm-hmm. needs that. So like, what's it like? I also think there's a chance that you do the thing. I have spoken about this clearly that I'm not a big lingerie guy. You mm-hmm. guys swear that there's tasteful lingerie. I still haven't seen it. And that's fine. Mm-hmm. And we're going to, and that's how it's going to be because this show is over. So kaput. So we're never going to see it. And I'm never going to see that $5 from our fucking bet on Instagram.
You'll never see that.
I'm requesting $5 for you.
Yeah, me too.
I understand now why you can't send it because of ER bills and the internet can't be paid for. So that's fine. That's fine. Although I don't know why I can't get the $5 if you're not even paying your bills. Anyway, but
doesn't matter.
I do think there is a chance that like things like putting on lingerie or something like that. I actually do think like if you did something like that and you said, like, guess what I'm wearing under this? He's going to be turned on by that 100% of the time, but it's not as like hit you over the head as grabbing somebody's dick.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being straightforward. That's all I have to say in that department.
Now, another thing you could do is just like talk about sex, which no, I'm not.
She said,
no, but this is exactly what I'm talking about. This is the revelation. If a guy talks about sex, you're like, I know what you're doing. That's no great. Mm-hmm. That's not great. I'm saying
with the girl,
she's asking for what she could do. And she brought up now, you don't want to pose it the way that a lot of girlfriends do, which is like, it feels like you're going somewhere with this and I'm going to say something that I regret. So like if your girlfriend turns to you and you're like, is there something that maybe like turns you on that I don't know about? He's fuck, I forgot to use the incognito window and she saw my shit. She's looking through my she went to the phone and she saw that like I searched a weird porn term.
Is there something that turns you on that I don't know about? No. That is hilarious.
He will immediately go, you got to be subtle or you got to be strategic. You say it that way, his balls shrink right up into his body.
Shrink.
If you literally said to him, is there anything you want to try? And he'd be like, oh, try? Like, what do you mean? Like, bungee jumping? Because guys are idiots. He'd be like, no, I mean, like, try. Like, with me. If you said something like that.
Like, with a wink.
He's fucking, the flagpole is up. It's happening. He's ready. It's game on. And now you, like, have done it in a subtle way that I think is also going to be, like, he now is going to take charge. She likes him. Being taking charge, but he never initiates. So that's another way I think you could initiate that would turn me on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then again, you could literally I don't know. You could do fucking anything and a guy's going to get turned.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter. There's no.
I kind of really like that though. I kind of like the talking about it aspect of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think, I mean, that's obviously different than just like making out of nowhere. That works too. They're two different options. But yeah, I think it's actually a challenge that everybody faces a little bit when you're
It is. And it's just all about experimenting.
Yeah, it is all about
keeping things fresh.
Fresh, new, and don't ever feel like you can't try something for the first time.
No shame.
What are you even talking about?
Taylor's just like trying to give a pep talk in this final episode.
Shut the hell up.
I love it.
Yeah. Shut the hell up. Yeah, she's trying to give a pep talk.
What are you talking about? Keep your pretty name out of my mouth. That's what you could say. You could like do a nice little like
poetry slam.
Poetry slam. Turn off all the lights. Okay, actually, girl, scratch all of that advice. This is what you're going to do. You're going to be sitting on the couch. You're going to turn off the TV that you're watching. It's going to be all completely dark, and they're going to have one candle lit. And you're going to do a poetry slam of the text that you read off of his phone, texting another hoe. That's going to really turn him on. That's going to really turn him on. And the man might be your boyfriend. You're going to roast him right in front of him, okay? And things will go perfectly well. And
things,
you know,
things will heat up.
Things will heat up. That is for sure. I don't know how they will end, but they will heat up. No, I'm kidding. But seriously, with the advice that Sean basically just gave is all you really need to know.
Still fucking light some candles. By the way, if I walk into a room and it's dark,
with candles lit,
some candles in there.
Ooh, okay. I'm a candle freak.
You're getting fucked in that house. Yeah.
Yeah, wherever you are. Okay, yeah, I sure. like that. So candles aren't a myth. Light the candle.
Candles aren't a myth?
Oh, guys, this is great. You want to know some insights into like what guys like and what we don't? Like things that girls do that we envy and don't envy, okay? There's nothing in me that envies you guys wearing makeup. Now, some guys like makeup. I'm not saying it's impossible. But like I watch girls do makeup and I'm like, seems like a lot of fucking work. But
yeah, it is.
On the other hand, candles? Who doesn't love a delightful, nice, peaceful candle in the house?
You're right.
And if it was socially acceptable for guys to light candles, scented candles.
Baby, it is. Baby, light those shits.
Yeah, no shame in that game either, but we don't really buy them because we're also like kind of gross and cheap. But if it was a thing that makes sense. Where guys just always bought and lit candles, my life would be better. I could definitely be part of my routine.
You would smell a lot better.
Well, our apartments would smell great because we're not washing those sheets. So might as well cover it up.
You have never washed a sheet in your life.
But that's one of those things that's like, yeah, you want to set them. Like you can be, don't, here's what you don't do. Rose petals. Nothing has ever turned me on. Nothing has ever
turned
me on.
That's like The Bachelor.
Yeah.
You put rose petals on a bed. I honestly think if I was in a honeymoon suite on my wedding night after getting married and I walked in and it's like, baby, I got you rose petals on the bed. I'd be like, we're getting an annulment. I'm not even going to the judge. I'm just going to be like, somebody figure this out. I got to go home. So
if I saw rose petals, I would think I was getting proposed to and someone would be disappointed in that room because he would then have to, and I would have to force him into it.
I honestly think I'm even as a guy, I'd be like, I'm either getting proposed to or murdered and I hope you kill me. Mm-hmm. I hope it's the latter. I think that's a better outcome. I respect you more if that's
the damn. We should try that and like see, like we should like tape some, like just like, okay. Let's, like, that's just hilarious. Oh, you know,
maybe like go on a few like a dating app first dates and like who walks in the room, there's like rose petals and see his reaction.
I also think
that's hilarious.
I don't really want someone to buy me flowers. It's never going to make me feel special.
No,
but I do.
I
like
want flowers. I think
a nice fresh cut bouquet of flowers is not. I mean, that looks great. That's great too. I do love having it around. I just don't want you to give it to me.
Right. You know?
That's definitely not the way to initiate too much, sex with him.
That's too much responsibility for you, and I get that. Yeah. You have to water it. You have to look at it. I get it.
Da da da. It's a whole thing.
Yeah. It's like okay. Yeah, it's too much.
Well, guys, I think we just gave you all the advice you need to carry on without us.
All the advice in the world that we know about, we gave to you.
Uh-huh.
And I'm grateful for that.
I am grateful for each and every one of you. I am grateful for Abigail. I am grateful for Sean.
Yes.
And I am most definitely grateful
for you guys.
For you guys. So thank you for coming along this journey with us. It's been
oh God,
so
Danny, stop. Don't ruin the mood. We love you
I'm
guys
fucking
so
kidding.
Much.
No, seriously, we love you guys a lot. But every good thing has to come to
every girl has to finish. And that's exactly the story.
And we're finished. We're fucking finished, okay? Finally.
I might go finish right fucking now.
Betches.